Hello, my name is Daniel Nenni, founder of SemiWiki, the open forum for semiconductor professionals. Welcome to the Semiconductor Insiders podcast series. If you have a topic you'd like us to cover, please post it on semiwiki.com and we'll get right to it. My guest today is Dr. Walden Rhines. Wally is a lot of things, but today he is the executive sponsor of the Semi-Electronic Design Market Data Report. Good morning, Wally, and welcome back to the podcast.
Good morning, Dan. Glad to be here.
So let's talk about the third quarter worldwide EDA revenue report. So Wally, the news recently is filled with semiconductor issues and trends. The U.S. government is particularly concerned about the decreasing share of worldwide semiconductor manufacturing in the U.S. and is trying to do something via the CHIPS Act. There's been less publicity, however, on an area of semiconductor technology that is near and dear to our hearts, and that is the electronic design automation, or EDA, industry, which the U.S. dominates. So, Wally, is the EDA industry experiencing the same worrisome decline in revenue that we're now seeing for the semiconductor industry overall?
Well, thankfully, no. The Electronic Design Market Data Report, which is sponsored by the Electronic System Design Alliance, has just released their data for the third quarter of 2022. And that data comes from voluntary reporting by most of the companies in the EDA industry, where they report their revenue by product category and by geography, or that is, where the product's actually sold and consumed. The result this quarter is continued strong growth at 8.9% worldwide compared to the same quarter last year.
Wow, that's a strong number. But doesn't that represent a slowdown from the growth of the previous few quarters? I mean, we were in double digits, right?
It does represent a slowdown. Yes, you're right. But we've been hitting near all-time records since 2020, and that's just hard to sustain, especially when your primary customer, the semiconductor industry, is becoming increasingly nervous about the near-term outlook for their business. The four-quarter moving average for the EDA revenue is up 13.4%. So that gives you some idea of the slowdown in growth, whereas this quarter being at just 8.9% versus that larger average. But still, both of these numbers are good growth by historical standards.
Great. So growth of EDA revenue in China, let's talk about that. Especially EDA design tools has generally pulled down the total industry growth in recent quarters anyway. Is that still happening?
Well, no, it's not, though it's an important thing to point out. In fact, that dynamic has reversed itself. EDA revenue from China grew 27.4% in the third quarter of 2022, well above the worldwide growth rate of 8.9%. EDA tools grew 33.6%, and silicon IP grew 13.4%. So the PAC Rim is the only region where the most recent quarter of growth is faster than the four-quarter moving average. And that four-quarter moving average in the case of China was 16.4%.
Wally, doesn't that strike you as strange that China would bounce back in Q3 22 from slower negative growth in EDA tool consumption when the complexities of COVID are still extreme over there, lockdowns, et cetera? I mean, what's going on?
Yeah, maybe so. But the data for the third quarter of 2022 reflects business before the end of the COVID lockdown and the recent increase in COVID cases in China. So we would still have had design engineers working in isolation and unable to move about very much when this data was generated. A fourth quarter, I think, is likely to give a bigger picture view of the effect of COVID on design activity, EDA purchases, and what overall is going on in China.
Yeah, definitely Q4. So what about the other regions of the world? How did we do?
Well, North America growth was 8.5%. That's similar to the worldwide growth rate of the overall industry at 8.9%. And the four-quarter moving average in North America is 16.8%, which is about double the most recent reported quarter. So there's been some slowdown, but other than the Asia-Pacific region, North America shows the strongest overall growth. Europe and Japan were weak. Japan was significantly negative at minus 8.5%, while Europe was nearly flat at minus 0.2%. The four-quarter moving average for Japan is near zero growth at minus 0.8%, while Europe is at 3.8%.
Oh, that's interesting. What about product categories? Which categories are showing the strongest growth?
Well, worldwide, all the categories except silicon IP showed excellent growth. Computer-aided engineering, which is basically front-end design and simulation, synthesis, analysis, that grew 16.7%. IC layout grew 12.2%, and printed circuit board design grew 15.6%, which is surprisingly rapid growth for a category that most people view as mature. Now, most of that PCB revenue comes from PCB layout and analysis tools. Growth was 13.4% and 21.5% respectively for those categories. The other contributor to PCB growth was the quote, other category, which includes miscellaneous tools like PCB computer-aided manufacturing. This is a $50 million category that grew 88% from last year.
Wow. You know, we hear a lot about 2.5D and 3D heterogeneous die integration. We hear a lot about chiplets. Does anything in this report reflect the growth activity?
Well, it's hard to tell. Package design is a small category, $12 million, but it did grow at 8.2%. But analysis tools for package design are reported separately in the analysis section. Now, interestingly, North America was the strongest contributor to overall PCB and multi-chip module growth with a phenomenal 45.5% growth. But it's hard to separate the PCB tools and those sales by use, since package routing has become so complex that traditional PCB routing capabilities are required. So there may be a fair amount of 3DIC design tools buried in the PCB layout number and the analysis number rather than being reported for package design.
Great. One big category we haven't talked about yet is silicon IP. How are we doing in silicon IP, Wally?
Yes, for the first time I can remember, silicon IP pulled down the overall numbers for EDA. It grew at a minus 1% rate, heavily influenced by the non-reporting companies, companies like ARM, who report their numbers publicly, but not to the EDMD database. Even reporting companies didn't experience their traditional growth rate, and non-reporting companies decreased revenue minus 5.9%, while reporting companies grew at 6.6%.
It's a little bit surprising, Wally. What happened?
You know, I really don't know. The numbers were uniformly weak around the world, except for a little strength in non-reporting companies in Asia Pacific. We might interpret this as a slowdown in new design starts, but there are lots of variables in that relationship, so I'm hesitant to come to an absolute conclusion.
Wow, that's interesting. We're going to have to do a little more digging. One thing that usually is an indicator of a slowdown is EDA services revenue, since companies tend to pull work in-house when overall business slows down. What does that data say, Wally?
Well, there's no evidence of a pullback. EDA services revenue grew at a very strong 20.8%. If this is an indicator of semiconductor market outlook, then things really aren't as bleak as many people think.
Yeah, well, I will agree with that. Finally, there's EDA worldwide headcount. Did the industry continue to grow its headcount?
Yes, it did. Worldwide EDA headcount grew 8.2%, nearly the same as revenue growth, which never ceases to amaze me, especially in the regions where there's negative growth in sales.
Right, and other industries are trimming headcount, so that is a little bit shocking. So which regions grew the fastest?
Well, there was relatively little difference across the world, which, of course, I find surprising. Despite the negative growth in EDA revenue in Japan, employment in Japan grew 5.9%. Asia Pacific, the fastest growing region for revenue, led the employment increase with 11.5%. In Europe, which had almost no growth, still grew its employment at 9.4%. which was faster than North America at 8.2%.
Well, you know, I've been saying this for a while, but it's a really good time to be in EDA. So that's good to know. So that covers my questions. Do you have a quick summary for us, Wally?
Well, I'd say the worldwide EDA industry is still healthy and it's still growing, at least through the third quarter of 2022. The overall growth rate has slowed, but China has bounced back. It'll be interesting to see if fourth quarter data shows a continuation of this Chinese strength and the silicon IP weakness. And we'll be looking for any semiconductor recession warning signs, like a decline in services revenue.
Right. Yeah, as you said, Q4 is going to be a telling number. So I look forward to having you back for Q4, and Happy New Year, Wally, and we'll speak to you again soon.
Well, thanks, Daniel.
That concludes our podcast. Thank you all for listening, and have a great day.